This morning, with the opportunity that we have to delegate the baby before the Lord, I just want to talk into you as a parents. I invite you to come to pray for your children if you wish to on the end of the service. Where is the parents? Parents, they are mother and father. Parents, they are blessed from God because God is creating men and women to become a husband and wife, to have such a blessing. A good family is always being blessed by Lord. You know, many confusion to thy society in affecting the governmental decision and whatever you see around on the news and television, let me tell you something. The family is belonging to God. The parents have been created by God. God has been joined to you as a husband and wife together and to give you children, because his children, they are the inheritance of his kingdom. Who is the model of the parents? The model of the parents is God. You know, the model of the parents is God. In Matthew 5, between 48, you see that, you know, that Heavenly Father is the perfecting model of the children, of the family, of the parents. The parents is the great bless that the Heavenly Father wants you as a parent, as a mother and father, to knowledge your children, to teach them the way of the Lord, to be grown to know God. I never forget one evangelist when I was a more or less young fella, 30, 40 years ago. He said, you give him a child at the age of 4, and I'll give you back when he's 7, and I guarantee that the child will serve God for the rest of his life. Now, I've been thinking how he's going to do it. We're talking about only 3 years. But what he would say, in these 3 years, I will impact this child, the power of the Holy Spirit, and God into the life of this child, that he will never depart. He maybe is gone wild for a little while, but he will come back. Because the Bible said, if you teach your children the way of the Lord, they will never depart. They will come back. In today's society, I talking to parents all the time, you know, Pastor, my children are disobedient to me. They're not accord with me. Let me tell you something. They might be disobedient to you. They might be not accord with you. But if you have a passion and relationship with the Lord and you pray for your children, the Heavenly Father, he'll touch your children. They will come back to you. In Psalm 103, verse 13, 14, they said, the Father has a compassion for the children, as the Lord has a compassion for those who fear the Lord and know him forever and ever. Compassion. It is important as a mother and father, it is important that you train your children in the way of the Lord. Educate the children. Love the children. Teach the children. You know, somebody said to me, it's very hard to educate children today because the government wants to educate your children. Let me tell you something. The government has no right, no power to educate your children. Because the children do not belong to the government. They belong to you. Amen. They belong to you. God giving your children into you, not to the government. Amen. Of course, you're not left abusive, because if you're abusive, that's where we come through. I remember my wife when I had 3 girls, and a teenager was grown up, and the school prepare a camp for the weekend. My wife said to the kids, no, no, we have our own camp. You don't go with the school camp. So I remember even one, the teacher came to see my wife and said, why you children don't come to the camp? Because the children go wherever I want to go, no way you want to go. Because I'm responsible for my girls. You are responsible for your children. As a parent, God commanded you and I to knowledge and to understand their children. You need to understand the children. You know, the children, they don't think like you. Sometimes even my children, my girls, they're grown up now, they say, oh, daddy, you're on the old style. All right. But the old style is good. Sometimes I used to say, well, you know, the old chicken, they're making a good soup. Amen. That's true. That's true. Old chicken, you're making a good soup. I remember, because when I was little, if somebody was sick in my village, they're killing an old chicken and they're making soup because the soup was good for the sick people. So, the Proverbs 24 verse 3 said, take wisdom and have a good family and take care and understanding and you making a good family and good children come up from you. Amen. You know, the model of the children are the mother and father. Amen. Oh, yeah, but Pastor, they're not listening to me. They're grown up, they do whatever they want. They listen to you if you understand it. I mean, you needed to train your children. You needed to know your children. You needed to have a compassion for them. You needed to know what are they doing. You know, the most important thing that myself and my wife will learn with their children, who are the friends? Eh? Listen careful. Who are the friends of your children? As a mother and father, you're responsible to know where your children go. Amen. Who are the parents? Who are the friends? Because sometimes the friend they can create a bigger problem. And you can make your children to have a good friend and good relationship with the other level of children. If you understand your children, accept your children the way they are. Amen. Accept your children the way they are. God, accept me the way I am. Amen. God, accept you the way you are. It don't really matter what you do wrong. God has come back unto you and said, I love you. I love you and I want you to change. I want you to change. The model of my father, I will never forget. In my young days, when I was doing a lot of wrong things, my father was told me, whatever you do outside the house, people looking at you, they think about me. And I was worried because if I was to do some wrong thing, my father would be no, and then I'll get to what I got to get when I get home. Amen. You know, there's nothing wrong to train your children. Nothing wrong to train your children. Nothing wrong to train your children in the way of the Lord and to respect them and bless them. And when they need the correction, you correct your children. Amen. When they need the correction, you correct them. The only why does somebody else correct your children? If you think of the school who correct your children, or your school who teach your children, let me tell you, you're on the wrong track. Who correct your children is your mother and father. Amen. Yeah, amen. I remember a lady was telling me, I can send my children to Sunday school because maybe they become better. No, not at all. You can send your children to Sunday school, but the children, they look at the mother and father, what they're doing. They are the model. They are the one. You need, as a Christian father and mother, to teach your children to grow in the way of the Lord. Luckily, Remington promised to God that they're going to teach her girl the best of the knowledge to grow, to teach her to pray. Because when she becomes older, she understands the good things and the bad things. We needed to accept the child, the gift of God. We needed to know that the child we have, if it's a boy or girl, is come from God. Amen?
Amen.
Come from God. It's not coming for anything else. Don't think they come for have a love, mother and father, or girlfriend or boyfriend on the bedroom. But they're not. They come because God is creating. Amen. Because you don't even understand how they're happening. But God does. We needed to have affection and to give our love into our children as a God loving us. Unconditional love. It don't really matter how many wrong things I've done in my life. God accept me. Amen. Not really matter how many things I did wrong in my life. God accept me and still accept me today. And the same way, as a mother and father, not really matter what your boy or your girl do wrong thing and you think you're out of control, accept him and try the best you can and pray, because prayer is the key for everything. Is it not really matter if you tell your son or your daughter 200 times a day, don't touch that, he'll still touch it. He'll still touch it. I remember a story with my daughter Mirella. You know Mirella very well. Now she's grown up, but she understands. When he was a little girl, she got the fork one day, and she wanted to put the fork into the PowerPoint. And I took the fork out of her hands, and she cried. She cried for the rest of the afternoon. And I said to her, you can cry how long you want, but your fork is not going to be to your hands. Why was that? Because she can get killed with a fork and to put it on a PowerPoint. In the days, it was no such thing. You can put it plastic things and block it. In the days, we don't have that. But my responsibility was, as a father, that she don't go to touch the fork to put it back into the hole. Because she can get killed. It's the same thing for everything else. Amen. Of course, you needed to know where your children go on the night. You needed to know. You needed to have a discipline to your children. You'll have to tell the children, that's the time you got to come home. And you'll have to come home. I remember father, his son don't come back by the time he locked the door and left the boy out. And the boy called me and said, my father locked the door, can't go in. I called the father. I said, no, that's the wrong thing to do. You go and open the door for your son. He make a mistake. Don't come at the right time. You're teaching him what she got to do. Amen. But you don't leave your son out in the street. Because if you don't make any better, you're making it worse. So, accepting and knowledge that everyone we make a mistake, but everyone we can understand it, we can help one another. Amen. So, discipline your children. Discipline is come from God. In Hebrews 12, verse 6, it said, for the law discipline those who love. Amen. Now let me tell you, as a mother and father, as a pastor of the church, if you don't discipline your children, you don't love them. Amen. Hello? Amen. You'll probably say, Pastor, you're wrong. But if you don't discipline your children, you don't love them. Because discipline has come from God. You needed to discipline your children. Don't wait for somebody else to do that. God loves them, and discipline has come from God, the authority. Amen. As a mother and father, you are responsible to discipline your children when they do things wrong. Amen. When they do things wrong. I don't say that you needed to get the child and bash it. No, that's another way I'm talking about. I'm talking about discipline, even if you needed to get a little spoon on the back of the little bum. Amen. Until my little children was little, my wife carried the little spoon on the back all the time. My wife was sitting there on that little chair where Jeff is sitting with his wife. And my middle girl said, Mommy, I want to go to the toilet. She just looked at her and she would say, no, go to the toilet until your father finishes preaching. So it's part of the discipline. Amen. It's part of the discipline. It's important that you discipline your children. It's very, very important that you do that. The purpose of discipline is that you help them to grow. Hello? The purpose of discipline is you help them to grow. Amen? To grow to maturity. To maturity. Discipline is part of the love. The Bible said that God not punish but love. Now, if you punish your children in correct way, it's part of the God promise. Amen. Because God punishing the one who do the wrong thing. Amen. Of course, God loving us, God forgiving us, but until we come to ourselves and say, Lord, I did wrong. Amen. And God understand that. But punish is something else. Punish go beyond discipline. You know, I remember my father punishing me many times. But I thank God because he did because he loved me. Amen. He did it because he loved me. God said, don't discipline or punish your children in an angry way. They don't say that. Amen. Don't do it in an angry way. Oh, if you do this, I'll kill you. I'll kick you out. No, that's another way to do it. That's another way to do it. They're doing it with love. Remove the anger. Amen. Remove the anger. And because they're looking you. Amen. They're looking you. Not disciplining your children with the anger. Not at all. In fact, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 21, it says, Father, don't be aggressive into your own children. Will become disciplined in them and try the love and the best of your knowledge to make them understand. Amen. To make them understand. Ladies and fathers, mother and father, I should say, you learn to love your children as you love yourself. Amen. As you love yourself. Because they are the bless from the Lord. Amen. Tomorrow, they will bless you. Amen. Tomorrow, they take care of you. That's why. Tomorrow, they take care of you. Affection to your children. What is affection? Affection is a hug your children, kiss your children. Amen. Even when they're going to sleep, they're lying there, you can kiss your children. Amen. Hug them, bless them, pray for them, and kiss your children. They are the affection. The affection, they will never depart from the life. They still remember, even when you're not around anymore. Attention to your own children, to your own children. Attention. Don't make any fun of themselves. Amen. I noticed some parents, you this, you that. Don't make any fun of that by giving attention. That is important. In Psalm 145, verse 18, it said, the law is closer to the one that have attention to him. Amen. That God has attention for you, what you're going to say. If you're going to be like a heavenly father, or like to have a knowledge from the Lord, I will give you this advice that you will be blessed parents. Amen. You will be blessed parents. In Psalm 145:17, the law is righteous in everyone who are close unto him. Let me tell you something. If you have a children in your home, you are a blessed family. Amen. If you have a grandchildren in your family, you're double blessed. Amen. Yeah. I have my grandchildren yesterday. My silly daughter decided last night at 8 o'clock to go home because I want to travel on the night. I said, silly girl, you should let your grandchildren one more day with you. Grandfather, grandmother. they are double a blessing from the Lord. No, continually to pray for your children and your grandchildren, because they will be great blessing for you tomorrow. Amen. I got to invite you to stand with me. If you want to pray for your children, you come. And I pray for you, help you to pray, because the prayer is the key for everything. And you can say, Pastor, you know, my son and my daughter, they did the wrong thing. Whatever they did, pray is the key. Amen. Pray is the key, because when we pray, you bring heaven close. Amen. I remember mother was crying for his son because his son was in jail. She prayed for something like 11 years. And this son was condemned for 25 years what he done, but 11 years was releasing to go home with his mother. Yeah. Why? Because the prayer is bringing heaven closer to your home. Amen. Can we stand before the Lord? I invite you to come if you want to pray for your children. You don't have to if you don't want to, but this is my advice. Pray is very, very important. I got to invite the musician to come to lead us in praise and worship. And I invite you, if you have a grandchildren, have a children, and you want to bring it before the Lord, bring it before God. Because we can pray for them. We can lift our hands. We can bless them in a special way. And we'll lift our hands and pray for your children. Is it possible to sing a beautiful song to the Lord, to worship our Lord? Because before we pray, we want to lay hands in our children. We want to say, Lord, as a mother and father, I want to pray for my son, for my daughter, that you protect from this evil thing, that you bring it close into your parents, they can become a good family themselves. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit. The glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.